The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, and put his garments back on, and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today being Holy Thursday, the evening mass of the Lord's Supper, we'll celebrate three mystery, so to say. First, the institution of the priesthood. So today is the feast day of all priests, and to that I say happy feast day to my brothers here with me on the altar. Today also we celebrate the anniversary of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. We also celebrate the fact that Jesus gave that commandment to love one another and to wash one another's feet. Growing up, and even till now, I like watching superhero movies, right? You know, Superman, Spider-Man, Justice League. And I love to watch these movies because at the end of the day, you know that the superheroes will always have the day, right? They have the task of ensuring that there is peace, making sure that there is justice in the land, dealing with the bad guys, no matter how bad the guys are, you know. And it's always very interesting. So I can sit down and watch a superhero movie, knowing full well that at the end of the day, the superhero will always come out victorious. I like to see priests as superheroes, though not superheroes with capes. They don't have to wear capes. They just have their clerical wares. They have their anointing oils to anoint the sick when they are sick. They have to carry out baptism to bring people into the kingdom of God. They have to be in the confessional, listening to confessions, hours on ending. And they have to celebrate the sacred mysteries, the Holy Mass, giving Jesus to people in Holy Communion. These are not tasks that are easy to do. They have one of the loftiest tasks and one of the difficult tasks. And that is why we need to continue to pray for our priests, because their task is not easy. Most times, you know, they have to inconvenience themselves in order to make others very much happy. So you have to continue to say a prayer for your priests. They celebrate the Holy Mass on a daily basis. They give out the Eucharist to people who come to receive Jesus. The Holy Eucharist is Jesus himself, the body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. But how many Catholics today believe that when you go to Mass and you receive communion, you just don't receive bread, you receive Jesus himself? In the 3rd century, a little boy, age 12, was given the task of carrying or taking communion to people in prison in the Roman Empire. At that time, the church was still under persecution. You cannot come out and celebrate Mass in public. So the bishop told him that he had to guard the sacred species. And he told the bishop, "I will, even if I have to die, I will guard it with all my life." He was on his way to prison, and he met some of his lads, some of his friends, perhaps. But they were pagans. They were about to begin a game, and they needed one person to join them in the game. And when they saw him, they called him, "Oh, Tarsicius, come join us." And he told them, "No, I have to be at a place very important to me." And they saw that he was carrying something, but they didn't know what he was carrying. And out of curiosity, they went to meet him. "Hey, what are you taking? What are you carrying? What is that on your chest?" But he would not allow them to see it, and he would not allow them to touch it. And because of their curiosity and probably frustration, they started hitting him. They beat him, they hit him, they stoned him. But this little boy, age 12, will not allow them to touch Jesus. And as a result, they hit him to the extent that he could barely breathe. Luckily, a Roman soldier who happened to be a Catholic Christian came by and saw him, carried him. But this young boy, named Tarsicius, did not survive it. What would make a little boy, age 12, to guard the Holy Eucharist with his own life, if it were just, you know, a bread or just anything? As little as he was, he knew he was carrying Jesus. Whenever you come to Mass, whenever you receive Holy Communion, you're not just receiving bread or wafers. You are receiving Jesus himself. And unto as many that will open their hearts unto him, definitely he will come in and be with them. This young boy, you know, gave his life in guarding Jesus in the Holy Eucharist out of love. It was this same love that Jesus commanded his disciples in today's gospel reading, that we should love one another. And he demonstrated this by washing the feet of his own disciples. Something that was meant for servants, for slaves. Some kind of a demeaning, you know, job. And that was why Peter was so much surprised. So Peter was like, "No, I won't allow you, my master, my teacher, my rabbi, to wash me. I should be the one doing this to you." And Jesus told him what he had to tell him. He has given us that commandment to love one another, to wash one another's feet. It is not just about me telling you, oh, I love you with all my heart, I love you with everything I've got. No. I have to show it. I have to live it out. I have to practice it. And it's not just something that is confined to my family, my father, my mother, my sisters, my siblings, or to my friends. It is something that stretches out even to those who consider themselves as my enemies. That man that hurt you, that woman that made you cry, that friend that betrayed you, that each time you remember it, you shed tears. Jesus is saying, you have to love that person. How is that possible? Because he has given us the grace. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God loves us. And he has given us the grace, the capacity, the capability to carry out this same exercise to one another. And we have to go beyond the confines of our own comfort to show this love to people. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, when people saw the way the disciples were behaving, the way they acted with one another, the way they loved one another, they said, truly, these people are Christians. In other words, they are Christ-like. I look at myself today as a priest and I ask myself, am I truly Christ-like? If you look at yourself, can you truly call yourself? Can you truly say you are Christ-like?